Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 15th of August 2011. All the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So a young lad here in the UK has got a bit of a cheek on. Yes, he's written to Ross Braun, who's the head of Mercedes Petronas GP team, and he said, listen, if you give me the 35 grand I need for a false arm, I'll let you sponsor it. Good on you, mate. He was born without a left arm, so Ross Braun, good on him, went and had one made. He went to a firm called Touch Bionics, and between them they created a custom limb for the young man Matthew James. Well done, Matthew. It always pays to get a bit of a cheek on. And while we're on the subject of F1, Codemasters announced F1 Online. It's going to come out Q1 2012, and it's going to be an online racing game. You're going to get to play and race, and you're also going to get to do team management as well as. And it looks very, very nice. There's some pictures on Joystick if you want to go and have a look, and it looks great. The one thing that really is great is the fact at the moment it's saying that it's free. I don't believe that. Nothing's free in Formula One. If you're a Firefox lover, then get your downloads out this morning, because Firefox 6 is available. It's not due out until tomorrow, but you've been able to get it since yesterday. You need to hunt around for a few links, though, because it's not official yet. But if you go to Uber Gizmo, they've got a link for it there, and you can go and get it down. I've got it down now this morning, and I'm going to have a play today, and I'll let you know what I think as we go through the day. It's promising control over permissions, faster startup times, faster performance on Linux, and better plugin management, and increased support for HTML5. But we shall see. A Citrix app has managed to put Windows on the Chromebook. Now, Google is definitely serious, deadly serious about going for the business market with the Chromebook, but it's always been held back by the integration with Windows. The Citrix application will now allow it to take place. You need a My Citrix login, but once you've done that, the app will let you take it on and will let you put Windows on your Chromebook. The first 7-inch Android Honeycomb tablet from Acer has popped out this weekend. It's called the Icona Tab A100. It's got 1GB of RAM. It's got 1024x600 screen with 16:9 ratio. And it's flash equipped, so you can play any 1080p video that's out there, and you can browse YouTube and all those kind of places as well with it. $329 if you want the 8GB model, and $349 if you want the 16GB model. And it doesn't look bad. What does look even better is the Asus E-Pad slider. It's going to come out in September, and it's everything that the iPad should have been. It's effectively a pad that slides down, and then when you slide it back, it tilts up to a little screen to reveal a little tiny keyboard underneath. They've got a 16GB model at €479 and a 32GB model at €599, so it's right there on the price point with the iPad. It's got a QWERTY keyboard and a 1280x800 WXGA screen, dual-core processor, a 1.2-megapixel front-facing camera, and 5-megapixel rear-facing camera, and it's got USB 2 integration and mini HDMI. So it's doing an awful lot more than the iPad. I've got to say, it looks fantastic, and if it works, I may just get one. Now, if you've bought somewhere in France recently, have a good look in the barns, because there could be things in there of some significant value. Well, that's what happened to Mick Grierson. He was wandering around the French barn he just bought, and he came across an Auramax synthesizer. It was built by Daphne Oram in 1957, and she was the lady who co-founded the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. It's the world's first synthesizer, potentially. Now, if you want a second hard drive in your MacBook Pro, then iFixit is offering the kit for you. They're going to let you put the second drive in and take your optical drive out for $69, so it's not a bad price. You get a little tiny cable that comes with it, and you get some mountings that do it, and you get a little screwdriver set as well, which would be very useful for ever and ever thereafter. So, I think I might buy one, to be honest. Now, do you remember the Dell Streak? Did you buy one? Good. Well, if you did, keep hold of it, because it's probably going to be worth something in about 20 years' time. The Dell Streak 5 has been axed. It's no longer purchasable. You can't get one. It's a dead dog. This parrot is dead. Yes, I'm afraid it's gone. Despite the fact that Michael Dell said that it was going to overtake the iPad sales, unfortunately, it's sold hardly any. So the ones that you got them, you and the other bloke next year, keep a hold of them, because they're going to be worth a fortune. A concept skyscraper has been designed in Mexico. Now, you might think, well, there's nothing special about Mexican skyscrapers. Yeah, well, yes, there is, because Mexico City laws say that you can't go above 8 stories. This thing gets around the problem by going down. It only comes up by 4 stories, but it goes down by 65 stories. It looks fantastic, but it's only a concept, and it may never get built. And finally, if you look into a woman's eyes and they sparkle and shine, you always think that she's in good health. But unfortunately, that's not the case anymore, because an Indian optometrist has created the world's first contact lens embedded with diamonds and gold. It twinkles and sparkles and looks super gorgeous. It's £9,736 per pair, which is a lot less than I thought it was going to be honest. Sparkle, darling, sparkle. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We're back again Wednesday with a roundup of the previous 48 hours news as normal, and it's pretty slim pickings at the moment, as you may have guessed. We're all waiting for the 1st of September and we're all waiting for Apple to do something constructive. But everybody's on holiday. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.